Justina Collins's daughter was a third grader at Cascade Elementary School in 2006. She failed a school-issued reading test. However, she excelled on the state-issued Criterion-referenced competency test at the end of the year. Collins questioned officials about the discrepancy.
Everyone kept telling me that from the school onto the Board of Education that she was just an exceptional child who does well on a test. Once again, that did not register with me.
Although determined to find answers and help for her daughter, Collins said she hit what seemed to be a dead end.
At the end, after speaking with everyone, I was also confronted by Dr. Beverly Hall, saying there was nothing to go into further about the situation. Everything is, you know, basically, there's no evidence of anything. There's nothing we can do to assist you because we don't see anything wrong.
But a psychological test revealed Collins's daughter qualified for special education services. She's in the ninth grade now in another district, but Collins says she reads on a fifth grade level.
She summed up her response to APS's apparent lack of concern.
I'm disappointed. As a parent that wants the best for their child, I'm very disappointed.
APS officials say they've spent an estimated $6 million on tutoring services to help students catch up, especially those affected by cheating. But that hasn't diminished the effects the scandal had on some students, like Jawana Guffey. She was a fourth grader at Dunbar Elementary School in 2009. She says her teacher gave students answers during the CRCT, but she refused the help. Jawana said she was glad to see the indictment, which includes four teachers and a testing coordinator from Dunbar.
This happened when I was in the fifth grade, and now I'm in the eighth, doing good, but I still got to live with this for the rest of my life, and I still got to remember that I was in a cheating scandal at my old school.
Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard said it was stories like these that gave his staff the courage to complete their investigation of APS and present the indictment to a grand jury. Martha Dalton, WABE News.